A very good morning. My name is Winnie Uma. Welcome for the latest news on Radio Wa. Let's begin with the top stories. Business community expects reduction of prices of essential commodities in budget speech today. Universities start with exam sitting students. And UN warns of mass death in Myanmar after 100,000 flee. These stories and others now in detail. As citizens await the reading of the budget speech today, many of them expect a reduction in the prices of general merchandise and essential commodities like sugar, salt and soap. Some of the business people that our reporter spoke to yesterday say that the government should consider the lockdown effect due to the COVID-19 is still being felt among the population with limited cash at hand. A reduction in taxes of the essential commodities, they say, will go hand in hand in enabling men of the homestead survive and live a happier life. A trader who only identifies herself as Janet, one of the business ladies in Lira City, said the prices of soap, sugar and cooking oil are on the rise as the prices are becoming abnormal, which scares away their customers, hence expecting a reduction in the taxes of these commodities in the new budget. Ruben Agoma, another businessman, said due to COVID-19, the cost of living has become very high with little money in the hands of citizens, hence requesting for a reduction in the prices of essentials like soap, sugar and salt. A businessman who preferred anonymity said he expects a reduction in taxes in most of the commodities, but mostly in general merchandise like cloth, sugar, salt, among others. The budget speech will be read today by the President of the Republic of Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, and it will be held under the theme Sustainable Industrialization for Inclusive Growth, Employment and Wealth Creation. In a bid to improve service delivery within the district, Apache District received a brand new ambulance to assist in handling health emergency cases. The ambulance that was donated by the Ministry of Health will be situated at the district headquarters since it is for the community to assist in cases of emergencies. The district health officer of Apache, Francis Leono Cheng, applauded the Minister of Health, Dr. Jane Rosa Cheng, for the support of the ambulance since it will be of great help to the locals. He also noted that it will help especially in referrals as well as enabling them to pick the patients from the community as the lockdown is on progress.
Yes, we got an ambulance just yesterday. Yeah, this is an emergency medical ambulance. It will support us in handling health emergencies like referral. Like now that we are during the partial lockdown, it will help us to pick the patient from the community nearby health facility. Yeah, so we have not yet handed over. We have not. Today is a public holiday. Shall officially hand it over to the district.
Ocheng appealed to the people of Apache to make the best use of the ambulance so that it can be of benefit to them all. The ambulance will be handed over to the district stakeholders tomorrow, Thursday, 10th. Rather today. And more than 2,000 families in Oyam District can now conveniently access health service care, courtesy of a community health savings scheme initiated by Doctors with Africa. Currently, the initiative is being implemented in 5 sub-counties of Abok, Ngai, Otwal, Minakulu, and Miene. At least a total of 700 families in Miene have saved 5.4 million shillings, and in Ngai sub-county with about 1,500 members, they have saved 6.7 million shillings. Others are Abok, which has saved at least 1 million shillings. Minakulu and Otwal have both saved a total of 1.2 million shillings and 2 million shillings respectively. According to James Ogwal, the Miene sub-county health authority chairperson, many families are now making better use of the village savings scheme to support their sick relatives in times of need. He says the idea of the community health savings scheme is a life-saving approach to many health emergency cases in remote areas. Community health savings scheme is an initiative invented by Doctors with Africa, a non-government organization focused on healthcare, and is now the country's leading organization working to protect and improve the healthcare services in vulnerable communities. In other stories, many universities across the country are stuck on how to progress with online teaching because their students were doing end-of-semester examinations. President Museveni on Sunday directed all institutions of learning across the country to close for 42 days as one of the measures to minimize the spread of COVID-19. Unlike some institutions, Jambogo, Victoria and Busitama universities had about 2 weeks, 2 to 6 weeks to exams. Others had started exams. The Vice Chancellor of Makere University, Professor Barnabas Nawangwe, said they have halted the exams until the lockdown is lifted. Professor Nawangwe says the scheduled examinations will be released when the government lifts the lockdown and a new semester schedule will be formulated. In Mbaro University of Science and Technology counterpart, Professor Celestino Bua, said they were left with 1 week to complete exams, but everything has come to a standstill. He said they could not go online because it is impossible to teach medical students virtually. However, Professor Bua said senior house officers who are doing their master's and clinical work will continue with their studies so that they don't cause shortage in the hospital. You are still tuned to the news on Radio 89.8 FM, located here in Lira City.
What business today?
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of shea butter master wash laundry bar soap.
At least an average of 12,000 Ugandans leave for the Middle East annually in search of employment, according to government data. Data sourced from the Ministry of Gender, Labour and Social Development, under which labour externalization is supervised, indicates that the number of Ugandans seeking employment in the Middle East has been growing since 2010, becoming one of the biggest talk of labour opportunities and source of remittance. According to the Ministry of Gender report, which highlights externalization of labour between 2010 and April 2021, migrants workers, whose numbers stood at 67 in 2010, with majority of them going to Iraq, Afghanistan and United Arab Emirates, have grown threefold, increasing to 28,233 by the end of April this year. The huge growth in 2021, which was captured just 4 months within the year, according to official data, was due to returnee migrant workers who had thought to return to either complete their contracts that had been disrupted by the outbreak of COVID-19 or seek new employment opportunities.
Health news.
Lack of personal protective equipment, PPE, is hampering the collection of samples in Kitgum District for COVID-19 testing. The revelation comes just a day after the District COVID-19 Task Force made resolutions to start conducting mass and random COVID-19 testing to ascertain the trend of the virus. At least 2 people tested positive for the virus in the last week, sparking concerns of undetected community infection in the district as the second COVID-19 wave sweeps across the country. Janani Opokaluum, the head of the sample collection and a laboratory specialist at Kitgum General Hospital, notes that the facility, which is the main center for COVID-19 testing, has run out of stock of personal protective equipment. He says that they currently don't have essential personal protective equipment, such as N95 masks, gowns, safety goggles, face shield and sanitizers, which are key for safe swab sample extraction for COVID-19 testing. Luum notes that they recently borrowed 10 gowns from the neighboring Lamore District Health Department, but have since been utilized in extracting 10 samples that were taken for testing.
International news.
A United Nations rights expert has warned of mass death from starvation, disease and exposure in eastern Myanmar after brutal indiscriminate attacks by the military forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes in Kaya State. In a statement yesterday, Tom Handus, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, called for urgent international action, saying attacks by the military, which took power after February coup, were threatening the lives of many thousands of men, women and children in Kaya or Karini State. Andrews noted that mass death from starvation, disease and exposure is on a scale which they have not yet seen since the February 1st coup.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news.
The English Premier League has confirmed that 6 English clubs that secretly agreed to play in a European Super League will pay a combined £22 million fine. This was disclosed in a statement signed by the Premier League and Football Association on Wednesday afternoon. The teams, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham, have all agreed to a £25 million fine and a potential 30-point deduction if it happens in future.
Wa Ecclesia Church News.
In his penultimate catechesis on prayer, Pope Francis emphasizes the relationship between constant prayer, faith, and daily life. For more than a year, beginning in May last year, Pope Francis has offered an ongoing cycle of teaching on prayer during his weekly general audience. On Wednesday, yesterday, on his next to last catechesis on the subject, the Holy Father reflected on perseverance in prayer and what it means to pray constantly, the invitation and command of Scripture, taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Pope Francis then turns to several passages from the history of spirituality cited by the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which remind us that prayer serves as an halo in the Christian life, which must never fade like the sacred fire that was kept in the ancient temples. And dear listener, here again are the top stories as we end the news. Business community expects reduction of prices of essential commodities in budget speech today. University staff with exam-sitting students. And UN warns of mass deaths in Myanmar after 100,000 flee. Thank you so much for joining us. That was the latest here. Stay tuned for your Malo program. And also remember to always follow us online using your mobile devices at www.hog.org. Have a good morning.